You've got four bids on your desk for an HVAC replacement across three buildings. One vendor sent a detailed Word file with line items. Another emailed a lump sum on company letterhead. A third submitted a spreadsheet with alternates you didn't ask for. The fourth? A handwritten estimate scanned from a job site. Your asset manager needs a recommendation by Friday. Ownership wants to know why you're recommending who you're recommending. And you're still trying to figure out whether vendor B even included ductwork in their number. Sound familiar? This is the daily reality for property managers handling capital projects. And the challenge isn't finding vendors. It's making sense of what they send you. Why bids never match up. Every vendor has their own way of pricing work. Some are detailed. Some are vague. Some include line items you didn't request. Others leave out items you assumed were standard. This isn't a vendor problem. It's an industry pattern. Construction pricing has never been standardized, and property management sits at the receiving end of that inconsistency. One property manager we spoke with described it perfectly. He talked about getting bids back and seeing wild variances, and then having to figure out who's actually pricing it the right way, who's thinking about it the right way. That's the core frustration. You're not comparing numbers. You're comparing interpretations of the same project. And the real risk isn't the variance itself. It's making a decision based on incomplete comparisons and discovering the gap after the contract is signed. Change orders, missed scope, budget surprises. They all trace back to bids that weren't properly leveled before the decision was made. What bid leveling actually means. Bid leveling is the process of taking bids that arrive in different formats and translating them into a common structure so you can compare them fairly. It's not about changing what vendors submitted. It's about organizing the information so you can see what's included, what's excluded, and where the real differences are. For property managers, this matters more than it does for general contractors. And here's why. You're not just comparing prices. You're building a recommendation that has to travel upward to an asset manager, an owner, a board. Your comparison needs to be clear enough that someone who wasn't involved in collecting the bids can understand why you're recommending what you're recommending. The goal of leveling is defensibility. When ownership asks, "Why this vendor?" you have a documented, structured answer, not just experience and instinct. The framework that makes it work. The full written guide on this page walks through a five-step leveling process, but here's the core framework. First, the quality of your comparison is determined before you receive a single bid. A clear, specific scope document up front means bids arrive closer to apples because the question was specific enough to produce comparable answers. Second, once bids arrive, you organize them into a common structure, a comparison matrix that breaks each bid into the same categories: labor, materials, timeline, exclusions, warranty, permits. If a vendor didn't break out a category, that's your signal to follow up, not to guess. Third, and this is where most property managers stop short, you document your recommendation. Not just which vendor, but why. What was excluded from each bid? How you accounted for the differences? What risks ownership should know about? That documentation makes your recommendation defensible today and creates an audit trail that protects you if questions come up months later. As one property manager told us, he has his own informal trail of why decisions get made, but if there were a formal structure for it, that would be very beneficial. The complete guide breaks each of these steps down with specific instructions, examples, and field insights from property managers. If getting to apples comparisons is a challenge in your workflow, the full guide is right here on this page.